ました。
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, the Tuesday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
toll free, dial up 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. As usual, anything goes. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give everything away. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, we will tell you some corrupt cop stories. Also, Bolivia has done a little gas grab. Plus, Bush changing his tune about the Hispanic national anthem. We'll give you those details and more. 1-800-259-9231. But first, David Blaine, the magician.
Mm-hmm.
He is he's not just a magician. He's like a street
daredevil.
Performer. Yeah, a daredevil. A maniac, if you will. He's done all sorts of things. Everything from being, locked in a block of ice for several days to...
It's gonna be rough.
Standing, I believe he was standing up on top of a flagpole of some sort for several days. I mean, everything he does involves a week's time.
He's got long tricks.
Right. It's usually some sort of an endurance challenge, essentially. And he always comes out of it just really wasted. And, you know, his body's been wasting away. He's been... subsisting on essentially a liquid diet.
You think it's a diet plan?
What?
You think it's
like
a
David Blaine diet plan?
Like he goes in chubby, comes out lean and mean?
I don't think, no, I think he'd be selling snack bars by now if that was the case.
Yeah.
But according to ABC News...
I think the David Blaine energy bar might sell.
Yeah, it probably would. According to the ABC News, when humans enter water, they can automatically hold their breath longer than they can on land. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Learn something new every night.
They just have to, or?
Well, it's because the body immediately goes into oxygen-saving mode by slowing your heart rate and shunting the body's blood to the core of your body.
Well, that's going to be pretty dangerous for your extremities.
I suppose it is, but you're just trying to stay alive.
I suppose he's got his sphere heated to 98.6 degrees.
Maybe so. Known as the mammalian diving reflex, this trick of human physiology... and whales, dolphins, and seals will benefit magician David Blaine, who's in an underwater 8-foot acrylic sphere in front of New York's Lincoln Center all this week. So he's already in. He's already gone in. He's submerged. He's got, looks like some sort of a tube. I'm sure it's feeding him and giving him oxygen. Or maybe not. Maybe he's starving himself.
My understanding is there's another tube for other purposes.
Oh, is that right? I can't see that one. Well, anyway... During the last few days of his stay in this, again, he's staying all week long. During the last few minutes, of his stay, Blaine will remove his breathing tube and attempt to break the current record for breathing underwater, which, believe it or not...
The first part of this whole week is just the lead-up to. This is just the PR behind,
right.
I'm going to hold my breath for 8 minutes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's getting us to report on it, so...
And it got CNN this morning.
By the way, the record for breathing underwater, believe it or not... 8 minutes, 58 seconds. Can you imagine?
I thought it was like
tremendous.
30 minutes.
How could it be? I mean, how
could
it be?
I can't imagine either, but as a kid, that's what I thought I read out of the Guinness Book of World Records.
No way.
It would be a long time. I swear I've held my breath for like 5 minutes.
Really?
I swear that I have.
Well, now you did some diving, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but there are lots of people who have done diving.
Right. I mean, if you practice a lot, then you get better at it. Were you practicing?
I had been practicing.
Okay. Well, he's been practicing, too. In fact, he's been working with the staff of Performance Freediving. They've been helping him improve his physical and mental conditioning, said his trainer, who will remain near Blaine all week. He's been working on maneuvers to increase his body's ability to withstand carbon dioxide, while also doing yoga-style moves to expand his rib cage and the connecting muscles in order to get more oxygen into his lungs during his final breath.
Yeah.
Apparently, his trainer says, we want him to be able to tolerate a higher level of carbon dioxide and also to function on lower oxygen levels than the average person. By the way, his trainer's personal best is 6 minutes and 45 seconds. In recent years, more people have become interested in the science of free diving and breath hold diving, resulting in a better understanding of the abilities and the limits of the human body underwater. 5 to 6 years ago, according to the trainer, the record was 7.5 minutes. So... Already, in less than 5 years, they've gone from 7.5 to over another, to 8 minutes and 58 seconds. So somebody added in another 90 seconds in there within the last 5 years. That's incredible.
I must not have been able to hold my breath 5 minutes. I just can't remember.
That's a long time.
It is a long
when you're
time.
Underwater, you know, when you count and you wait for something, even if you're just waiting a minute, that minute goes by so slow.
Yeah.
You're not having fun when you're holding your breath.
I remember being little and having a contest with my friend in my grandmother's living room, and we could see who would go the longest. But I don't think
I made it more than 45 seconds or so.
Mm.
Apparently, in 2001, one of the trainer's team members put it to 8 minutes. It seems to be that with the current limit, we'll probably see it broken very quickly as well. The more we train, the more we discover. Of course, David Blaine's got himself a nice little two-hour TV special airing on ABC later, I guess.
This could be riveting. David Blaine in a fishbowl for...
That's not how they do it. Haven't you ever seen one of those?
2 hours, and then at the very end, we'll see if he can make it for 8 minutes.
That's not how they do it. Haven't you ever seen one of those things?
No, I could care less.
Well, typically the way it works is it's a David Blaine special. He'll be going into the... They'll show him going into the fishbowl, and then...
The highlights of the last week?
Right. They'll cut away... And, no, it's not all highlights. They'll cut away to him just doing street magic.
So
you get to see, you know, an hour and a half of street magic, and then interspersed in that hour and a half of street magic is commercials and
dramatic pictures of him in the...
Right, a few clips of him.
Aquarium.
And he's still in the aquarium.
Still in the aquarium.
Yeah.
Breathing out of a tube.
Right. For added drama, he's up the ante. Not only will he be trying to break the record for holding his breath...
But he'll be caught on fire at the same time?
No, he's underwater, silly. He'll be handcuffing himself to 150 pounds of chains and will try to break free while also holding his breath. Now that seems like...
The man's got nerves of steel.
Now, it doesn't matter if it's a scam and the chains aren't real and they're just, you know...
Well, yeah, the scam would have killed Houdini.
Right. Well... There's people watching. They're going to know if something goes wrong, so they'll break the thing open and save him if something goes wrong. But in this case, you know, even if the chains are fake, he's still going to be moving around, which I would think if you're moving, it's going to make it more difficult for you to hold your breath.
You're using oxygen, so I would think you're
right.
You'd be right.
So for the first few minutes of his submersion, he's not going to do anything to attempt to escape, according to his trainer. At the four-minute mark, he's going to start making his escape. It might take 3 minutes. If he runs into difficulty, it may take 4 minutes or longer. He'll either get himself out of the chains, or we'll see if he's in trouble by blacking out or losing his motor control, essentially. So they're going to be watching him to make sure everything goes smoothly. And you know they've practiced this. I mean, he's obviously done this. He knows what he's doing. That's why they already know it's only going to take him 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes to get out of the chains. Of course, he's been in this, fish tank, essentially, for an entire week up into that. What does that do? Can you imagine? You've been in a pool before for 2 hours. If you've been in a pool for a long time, you come out. Heck, even if you're in the shower for long enough, you come out and you've got the kind of grandma fingers. You know, you got your grandparents' fingers. It's going to get all wrinkly.
Prune fingers.
Yeah, prune fingers. What would you look like if you'd been in water for 7 days?
Perhaps more pruny.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm just kind of imagining your skin just sort of jiggling all over you and just not being very tight at all.
Well, it's probably going to absorb some water, but I don't think it's going to act the same way as the skin does on your hand. I mean, this is much thicker skin here,
right.
And it's going to act differently.
Well, it is true that your skin does absorb water.
Sure
you can
does.
Actually, it's pretty darn good at it from what I understand. 1-800-259-9231. What are you looking at over there, man?
I'm checking out the Colbert thing.
The Colbert thing. You know, we were listening to some of that during the break, and I said we might play some of it tonight, but it's too political. You know, he drops too many names. I don't even know who he's talking about.
I like it, but, you know, it's because I watch the Colbert Report pretty much every night.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We're going to the email box. We got corrupt cops and Bush changing his tune and more. It's all coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP.
the Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's a toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. It is all totally free. Fun stuff, serious issues, bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, tell me about the Hispanic change of tune by President Bush.
Well, President Bush was quoted as thinking, I think the national anthem ought to be sung in English. And
recently he said that.
And he thinks that people who want to be citizens of this country ought to learn English, and they ought to learn to sing the national anthem in English, which I'm sure is one of the things that one has to do in order to be a citizen.
To sing the national anthem?
I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
I would think they might have you pledge allegiance. I wouldn't think they singing the national anthem, but what do I know? I never tried to immigrate.
And most Americans probably wouldn't be very successful at the citizenship test anyway.
You're right.
So, In his book, American Dynasty, Kevin Phillips notes that during Bush's first presidential campaign, he would often sing the national anthem in Spanish, from page 142 of American Dynasty. When visiting cities like Chicago, Milwaukee, or Philadelphia in pivotal states, he would drop in Hispanic festivals and parties and sometimes join in the singing of the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish, sometimes partying with a Viva Bush mariachi band flown in from Texas.
Yeah, I don't remember him actually singing the national anthem, not that I was paying a lot of attention, but I do remember those there was some press releases, there was some stuff in the news about how he was doing that sort of thing, that he was going to these events and speaking Spanish. I don't remember them saying he was singing, but I remember them saying he'd get up on stage and speak some Spanish to try to win the Hispanic votes. And so now here he is essentially throwing it right back in their faces.
Yeah, I managed to pull this off of one of the little mini blogs I read during the day. The right wing is up in arms over a new version of the Star Spangled Banner written in Spanish. Last week, President Bush stated that the national anthem ought to be sung in English. Yesterday, Senator Lamar Alexander introduced a resolution requiring the Star Spangled Banner be sung only in English. The flag and...
Wait. They want to pass a law to restrict everyone in America from singing Star Spangled Banner in another language?
Sure, if you pass a law, it'll make it so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That flag and that song are part of our history and our national identity. As though there is no Hispanic national identity or national history, right? I mean...
Right. There's only a white identity.
A good portion of this country spoke Spanish before it spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
Florida being one of them.
A good portion of this country used to be Mexico.
And before that, it belonged to Indians. So yeah. I really don't want to hear a bunch of people complaining about how our culture's being messed with when you think about the Indians' culture, who were there first.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have much after
we've
gone and
destroyed about them.
So I'm not sure what that whole cultural argument's all about.
I've still yet to figure it out.
That's why in 1931, Congress declared the Star-Spangled Banner our national anthem. That's why we should always sing it in our common language, English. In his press release, Alexander said the Star-Spangled Banner has never before been rendered in another language.
Hmm. That's not true, though, is it?
In 1919, the U.S. Bureau of Education commissioned the Spanish-language version of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Hmm.
1919, Mr. Alexander.
Now, why would they do something like that back in 1919?
To bring everybody together.
Now, hold on. Were there Hispanic immigrants way back then, too? Do you think?
I'm sure.
Possibly? So, maybe there have been always Hispanic immigrants coming into this country. At what point did the cutoff... Well, you know, at what point would these anti-immigration xenophobes, would they have liked the cutoff to occur? 1975? 1987?
Right. At what point did the country reach its perfection point?
Yeah.
And we should stop allowing new cultures to come in? I mean, you know, we can let people come in who speak English and people who respect our, national values. But at what point... Is America perfect?
Was it unacceptable?
I'll bet you 1945.
Was it unacceptable in 1919 to have these people coming in? Were people protesting back then? Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Hey, long live Free Talk. Nobody else call in. I figure I'd call in. We should hope the whole world want to sing our national anthem in all languages because...
Wow, great perspective.
Because if the world doesn't use our money and accept us, we're screwed, man. I'm telling you, because, you know, the New World Order is on the move.
Well, I don't know about the New World Order, but I like your point about encouraging more people to sing our national anthem.
Yeah, freedom, man. It's all about freedom.
Well, right,
you know?
Maybe.
The cry of love. America thinks... A lot of people in America now think America's getting taken away. America won't be taken away as long as you be American. America is a state of mind, a state of heart, a state of being. America.
Wait, now, David, you realize that there are a lot of Americans that would disagree with what you just said.
No,
I agree with it.
That's because they're very materialistic. The birth of America was created from a man standing up and going, give me liberty or give me death. I'm not paying you no more money. You're getting enough money from you. You're running our whole lives.
You're right.
You're not running our lives no more. We have unalienable rights given to us by our Creator, the same Creator that you claim to be this God and everything. You know, it's we got to call an ace.
David, I'd like to just hang on. I agree with you, man. I just want to make a quick point here on this. I think you're right. I think it's really important to point out that being American doesn't have anything to do with where you were born. It has more to do with, you know, you believing
right.
in liberty and freedom.
It's tied into the whole thing of goodwill towards man.
But there are some people in America, David, that would say, no, David, you're wrong. You are only an American if
That's
you're born within a certain...
They have a choice to be generous or they have a choice to be selfish. You have a choice to hate or you have a choice to love. You have a choice to be a slave or you got a choice to be a free man.
These people
you got
are choosing.
A short life. You choose it, man. You
you're
choose
right.
it.
Man, Dave's
it's a
wild
real
guy.
Short
really
life. It's a real short life, man, and we choose it. And we could choose right now, ride this wave of freedom and bring America to the world, or the world is going to take over America. That's what I say. So bring America to the world. It's
David,
time.
We're glad you're out there, man.
It's time. It's time.
As always, David, thank you. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's that easy to get on the air. Free Talk Live. You can call in and bring up anything. And I think it's an important point. He's just got so much to say. He's got so much passion. It's hard for us to actually get a credit point out. And, you know, he really just says some...
he might sound like Rocky, but he's got wisdom of the ages.
Really, he's got some brilliant things to say. And I really want to refocus on what he said about... how being American is a state of mind. You know, you are an American because you're fighting against tyranny. You're standing up for liberty. And you can do that anywhere in the world. And I think that there are going to be a lot of people out there that are listening to that saying, no, he's wrong. You're only an American if you're born within the borders. If you're born on this here plot of land, that's what makes you an American. No, I don't think so. I think David's got it. And those people that think that you're only an American because you're born here are totally wrong.
Well, it's interesting that the land of the free would be so restrictive on immigration.
That is
it didn't used to be. And the people that say, well, you know, why we're a nation of laws. Well, the immigrants, when your people immigrated, whenever that might be, our laws weren't nearly as restrictive. One might call them non-existent compared to the laws that we have now. So it's okay that we keep people out with just a bunch of restrictive laws? Mm-hmm. Would it be okay if the government passed a law that said, you just can't draw breath? I mean, it's an unreasonable law.
It's
bad
law.
Laws should not be followed,
That's
and
right.
the immigrants are not following them.
And real Americans will not follow bad laws. The docile sheep in America will go along with whatever laws the politicians pass and praise them for passing more laws as they do it. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Inside hour number two, you bring up anything. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. Freetalklive.com. You also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Got some bad cop stories on the way, but your calls are priority, so we go to the phones again. Let's talk to Todd in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good to talk on here. Well, thank
good
you.
To have you here, Todd. What's on your mind?
Well, it would be one thing if people that were coming from Mexico wanted to assimilate, but they don't. They don't speak English, and they have. And that is a big problem. They don't want to assimilate like
why?
Other cultures.
Why is it a big problem that they don't want to speak English? I mean, you're presuming that they all don't want to speak English, and you don't know them all, so.
And it's got to be hard to get basic services in this country without speaking English, except unless you're maybe in Miami or central Los Angeles.
Everyone else learned English.
Well, wait a second. Have you heard of places like Little Italy, Little Poland, Little China?
Sure. They speak English there, too.
Have you been there?
Not all of those
places. I went to Little China in Washington, D.C., and
ain't much English being spoken in there.
There wasn't. Sure. No, there were signs hanging there in Chinese.
They knew
they're
about
probably
enough.
Probably illegal, too.
Okay, and that brings up another question.
And they should
If Chinese people, hold on just a second. Now that brings up another question. If Chinese people who are not attached to the United States of America are getting over here illegally, how in the world do you think you're going to stop Mexicans?
Well, you're going to stop them mainly by making sure that they're legal.
Huh?
Well, how are you going to do that? Did you want to grow the police force significantly?
They gotta work.
Uh-huh, right.
They're going to have to prove that they're legal if they're going to work.
Oh, wait, now, hold on.
They're not doing that now?
No,
wait a minute. Now, Todd, what you're talking about is a federal government program that's going to mandate that all employers check their employees out with the feds.
You don't need a federal program to do that.
You don't? What do you need?
Oh, absolutely not.
What do you need? How's that going to work?
How's that going to work?
Yeah.
By letting people know, by giving them information that they need to support Americans and they need to check on these things and not support businesses that are that have illegal aliens working there.
I see. So you want me to pay more money for my products and services that I buy? Is that right, Todd? That's what you're talking about.
No, because actually you're not going to pay any more for your services.
Really?
Because
how much are you going to go pick apples for?
Pardon?
How much would you pick out? What would you be demanding in pay to go out and pick apples in the middle of a hot day?
Why would I have to go pick apples? I can use a machine to do it.
Oh, I see. Well, what about a job where there's not a machine doing it, where they actually have people pulling fruit off of trees? What would you demand?
And what fruit would that be?
Huh?
Which fruit are you
talking
about?
I'm no expert in picking fruit, but I can tell you I am an expert.
I've got a machine for virtually every fruit.
Sir, you're wrong.
Do you really believe that?
No, I'm not wrong about that.
You're
going to
pick strawberries? You're going to pick tomatoes with a machine?
Actually, you know, I have picked strawberries, and it's the best way to get strawberries is to buy them right out of the field and pick them yourself.
I absolutely agree that you pick them, you buy them field is the best way to go.
However, not everyone wants to buy their strawberries that way. There are lots of people who like to go to the store and purchase them.
Smuckers probably
don't
want to do that.
You know what?
You still are dodging my question.
You can get the same amount of people to come here and work those jobs if they want to get started, if they would just assimilate.
Assimilate. It sounds like almost machine-like, like Terminator or something. You must assimilate.
Have you
well,
ever
you
anyone,
watched
have you,
like
wait a
sci-fi,
second, have,
I guess. Assimilate just means to fit in. And
you,
to fit in, you've got to speak the language.
What, have you ever sneezed and someone...
Do you know how long
wait a second. Have you ever wait a second. Have
it
you ever ever sneezed and had anyone say Gesundheit?
That is totally ridiculous.
That's ridiculous? I'm just saying that we are, in fact, not the English-speaking culture that we were in 1776, clustered along the edge of the eastern seaboard, that we are a much bigger, much larger melting pot.
Well, that's true. But well,
okay,
no,
so at what
true.
Year?
Hold on. When back, 100 years ago or so, there was many, many languages, but everyone strived to learn English.
Uh-huh. I think they're still striving. I think what you're saying is people who can't learn
not.
It. They're having a little trouble, and, you know, it's usually the second generation that picks it up.
Do you know how long it takes to learn a language?
How
Absolutely,
long?
I
learned one.
It only takes about a month.
Just a month, huh?
God,
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a super genius.
Do you believe that? I studied for years and partially assimilated into a culture on Spanish, and I can't speak it fluently.
How many languages can you speak, Todd, since you've had the ability to... I mean, you've lived for several months. I presume you could have picked up at least 20 languages by now, right?
Why would I want to pick up 20 languages?
Oh, you just want them to do it.
Right. See, you are...
I want anybody who wants to assimilate it absolutely going to learn the language.
So why is it that, why is it that in a free country, people should be forced to assimilate?
Excuse me here, but they will learn because they're teaching them English down in Mexico now. And they will learn...
So what are you concerned with?
Actually, if they did learn English, they would go back to Mexico because they would be able to get a job. They'd be able to get a much better job in Mexico if they could speak English because... English-speaking Mexicans make far more money than.
I want to go back to. I want to go back to another point, Todd, that you'd pointed out that you think that people should not hire immigrants in this country, and I just
wait a minute. I said that they should not hire illegal immigrants.
Okay, whatever. So what if I want to hire illegal immigrants?
Whatever. That's a big difference.
No, it's not. It's just paperwork.
Well, of course, you think that they should hire people who are felons? You think it's good to hire felons?
Absolutely.
Do you think that felons shouldn't have jobs?
Do you think that it's a good idea to hire felons?
I think if they can do the job,
absolutely.
Darn right.
I wouldn't hire a child molester to watch kids, but I think if a guy has done his time, that he deserves a fair shot.
Well, I agree with you on that, except for when it comes to child molesters, because they never get... prison doesn't cure
so,
them.
So, Todd, let me ask you this. What are you going to do to me as a business owner if I hire some illegal immigrants to come work for my radio show, to press buttons in the studio? What are you going to do when you find out? What's your government going to do to me?
I probably wouldn't listen to your program.
Well, that's a good libertarian thing to do.
You didn't answer my question. What's the government, your government, going to do? You have the ability to pass laws that will affect business owners and who they can hire.
Well... You are putting that I'm saying the government needs to do that, and it's public opinion that needs to do it, not the government.
Okay. Oh, I see. So you wouldn't lock me in jail? You wouldn't fine me or anything like that?
Well, it probably is a good idea, but I myself wouldn't do it.
I see.
You'll let
your hired thugs do it for you, won't you, Todd?
Public opinion can do a far better job.
I agree.
Right. Todd, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He won't do the dirty work himself. He'll have the government take care of business for him, which means throw me in jail.
He didn't sound like that at the end.
Fine me. Wasn't even making coherent points. You can learn a language in a month?
Well, he's mistaken there.
1-800-259-9231. Mike in Arizona hanging on. Immigration. We bring up immigration. The calls roll in.
Every time.
You can bring up anything you want, though. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have updates. Sign up for the updates. We'll keep you clued in as to what's going on with the show. You'll be the first to know about it if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Continuing with the calls, let's go to Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Yes, hi. First off, I'm new to your show.
Welcome.
Thank you. What part of the country are you all in?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, okay. Well, and I gather you all consider yourselves libertarian?
Yeah, absolutely. We like freedom.
Okay, well, I like freedom, too.
Good.
But I also like the idea of a republic and a rule of law.
Hmm.
And I don't consider this a free market so much as I consider it a nation.
Hmm.
Although it's changing before my eyes.
Now, and continue.
I've lived the last 30 years in border states, Texas and Arizona.
Yeah.
And I watched this nation transform into basically something that I don't recognize anymore. And it's not an academic matter to me. When I drive through portions of my city and I feel like an alien, when I'm stared at as if I'm someone who doesn't belong in portions of Phoenix, or if I drive through certain towns in Texas
maybe they're just scared you're the INS.
Sorry?
Maybe they're just scared you're the INS.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't look like
they
the
probably
INS.
Don't get a lot of good news when they see white guys drive through their neighborhoods.
Well, the question that comes down to this for me, do we as Americans, do we have a right to associate with people whom we care to associate with? Do we have the right to a free association?
I would hope so.
Okay. So if we decide collectively, as most polls show that we have, that we decide we want a moratorium on immigration, and we want to keep this predominantly a European culture, do we have a right to do that?
No, because collectives cannot make decisions. Only individuals can make decisions.
If the collective American people decided they wanted a 99% tax rate, would you think that's okay as a Republican?
Well, how do we elect our representatives? Isn't that a democratic process?
It is a democratic process. We do not live in a democracy, as you know. I mean, you know the answers to these questions. You're trying to trick us.
Yeah, no, there's no trick questions here, guys. You know where this is going.
How about the 99% question? Would it be okay if the politicians in Washington decided, our democratically elected politicians that run this republic, would decide that we needed a 99% tax bracket? Would that be okay?
They could do that.
They would be our oppressors.
We would vote them out.
We may do that. What if the majority of the American people thought that was a good thing? Then the majority of the American people would be our oppressors.
That's true, and that's what we have right now.
Absolutely. We have the majority of the American people oppressing free people.
With respect to taxes. The people in this country have made it clear that they do not want this stampede of unlimited immigration. And yet this is falling on deaf ears in Washington, and they are not responding because these people, as your previous callers have said, are globalists.
There's a reason for that.
It's not so much that they are responding to the corporate interests. They have made a collective decision amongst themselves, or they're responding to the big tax-exempt corporation.
I agree that there's a problem with our current system. Under illegal status, the market no longer works. There is the supply and demand formula breaks down, because if I'm working for Ian illegally, then he essentially is my master and I am his slave, because I cannot leave because he is going to report me to the INS.
So the cure for that is to make him legal.
I think that free people should have free borders. Yes, sir. The problem is I think that they sold the wall around Berlin in the same manner, sir. Let's keep out the bad people.
What's confusing you guys is that this free trade open borders nonsense came ultimately from socialist thinkers back at the turn of the last century.
What are you talking
about? And it's had exactly the effect that
How is free trade a socialist idea?
I think that the police you're proposing is kind of Nazi-esque.
This was the utopian foolishness that nations that become interdependent because of trade considerations will not go to war. Well, yeah, but But you also end up destroying nationhood in the process.
Who cares about nationhood?
I do, and a lot of other Americans.
Fabulous. What is your nation, man? Is it all white?
You could march for the Kiwanis Club in the parade too. It's just a flag, man.
Hey guys, one at a time. You know, you got two harpies coming at me here.
Oh, Bill, hang on a second. I want to know Mike. Mike, what is it that you want from the government? You're saying they're not doing anything about this. What do you want them to do?
I want them to enforce the laws that are on the books.
What does that mean? Like what laws?
Like that means, you know, I've talked to Border Patrol guys. I've called in and I used deceptive means. I pretended to be law enforcement so I could get through to them. Otherwise, they won't take public calls. And I managed to talk to some of these guys, and they said their supervisors, their management, will not allow them to go out and impose employer sanctions. They won't allow them to go out to the Tysons and these other big employers. I mean, you have the occasional high-profile bus.
So you want them to be able to go to employers and do what?
To roust out the illegals.
So essentially, you won't
have to worry about the border so much.
You're telling me that I don't own my business, right? Because your Border Patrol agents are going to come into my business and roust out my employees. You're going to come in and demand identification. You're going to come in and essentially threaten to arrest me and my employees if we don't show you who we are. What kind of a Nazi police state is that?
Oh, come on, guys. You know, let's
come on. Do I own my business or don't I?
When you ask for corporate status, you are asking for a privileged state.
So what proprietorship then? All of my people are volunteers. And if I want to pay them, whose business is it if I pay them? Hang on, Mike. You're a pretty intelligent dude, so we're going to hang on to you. 800-259-9231. I'd like you to come back and talk more about this immigration thing. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, though I'm being told that our lines are all tied up at the moment. So, man, people want to talk immigration.
They want to tear us up.
We could probably come in here every night, man, and talk about immigration and continue.
It's Immigration Talk Live.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what we do on Free Talk Live. But, man, if you want to talk immigration, we'll hold you over to Hour 3. So definitely hang on. If you're on the line, we will get to your calls. 800-259-9231. Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. We need your votes. We're currently in number 2. We're in second place, the second most popular podcast in the world, or second most voted for, at least. And being number 1 would be a good thing, though it's tough competition this month.
Mm.
That number 1 show is really, I mean, they're tough. So we need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, before we get back into immigration, I'd like to point out that, Mike, we probably agree on a lot of things. I mean, you probably don't like taxes, and we don't like taxes. And, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of issues where you would probably like to have smaller government. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I was just about to say that, you know, the very reason I'm not in the Libertarian Party is precisely because of this issue and mm-hmm. the free trade issue.
Right. What party are you in?
Well, I'm nominally Republican, although I can't stand what's going on with my party these days.
Me too. Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't been getting much small government out of them, have you?
No. I mean, okay. with them in control of both houses, it's absurd. They've not addressed taxes. They've sent us into senseless wars.
What I would like to know, and we're in agreement there, for sure, but what I'd like to know from you, Mike, as a small government person, is how it is that you can sacrifice your principles that I presume that you have in order to feel safe from illegal immigrants. Essentially, you're asking for a big government to enforce these immigration laws.
No, it doesn't take a big government.
Yes,
it just takes the will for them to enforce the laws on the books.
But you were just talking about a program that would have Border Patrol agents raiding businesses to check identification, to check citizenship. That's going to take big government. That's going to take billions and billions of enforcement dollars.
I'm a little older than you, and I know this has come and gone. Back in the Eisenhower administration, we went through exactly this kind of period where we had to do just this. And
in the Eisenhower administration, you didn't see the erosion of the Fourth Amendment like you've seen under the drug war. So what we're going to currently have when you have this immigration problem is you're going to have house-to-house checks.
Would that be okay by you?
Well, of course not. But are we going to be a multicultural society? And that's an oxymoron. You can't have multicultures in one society. It just leads to the breakdown of society.
How big is a society? Is a society the size of a nation?
Well, you have to have one dominant culture, and others. Your immigrants have to have time to assimilate that, or they start to fractionalize like what we're seeing here.
Well, now
and
look,
you see what happens to the Balkans, to Quebec. You see what happens when you have too many people in multiple cultures.
Mike, how about this? Here's just a radical idea here. Now, instead of this whole idea of keeping people out until they fill out oodles and oodles of paperwork and jump through tons of bureaucratic hoops.
Like my wife did. She was an immigrant.
Yeah,
and it's an insult. And it's an insult to immigrants who come here legally.
No, actually, it's an insult to free individuals to demand that they fill out paperwork. My suggestion for you is that you find people of your culture, whatever that is, and you go move together with them in one state, and then you can put borders up around that one state. Mike, call us again sometime. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I want liberty. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I love